Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow. Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I am your host or hostess. And
host.
My name is Shelby Shear. I just forgot my name. And I'm here with...
Jason Shear.
There we go. And we're here, as promised, to discuss the post-event basketball event of the season that Jason attended in Glendale. Section 7 event. There was a bunch of games that you watched this past weekend, babe.
There was.
We're going to jump right into it because there is some cool information coming. Is that a promise? You're shaking your head at me.
Yeah, everyone can see me.
Okay,
I'm ready to go. I'm focused, Shelby.
Okay. He's in it. I'm promising you guys verbally that he's in it. Okay. First question is that Arizona offered 2 point guards. Who are they, and what can you tell us about each?
The first point guard that Arizona offered was D'Dan Thomas, or DJ Thomas Jr. You know, he's an interesting prospect for a few reasons. You know, if you saw him on the court without seeing him play, the first thing that would stick out is you'd probably say to yourself, he's a bit shorter. He's not like 5'6", but, you know, he's a shorter point guard. But when you watch him play, you would never notice it. Like, he knows how to use his body. He's physical. He's actually has long arms. He's athletic. So he plays bigger than he really is. He may have been my favorite player that I watched this entire weekend. Not necessarily the best player, because there are some others that I watched at Arizona maybe isn't recruiting. But he was my favorite because the way that he leads this team is really impressive. And he defends. You know, he's gotten better as a shooter since I saw him last year. He's trending in the right direction there. He's not a drop-dead shooter. That's not his strength. But he knows what to do. And there were a couple of plays where he actually posted up someone and fade away and would hit a jumper. And it's like a guy his size shouldn't be able to do that effectively. But he knows how to use his body really well. And he's a leader. He is a type of point guard where, because of his size, he's not going to the NBA early. And if you get him, you're probably getting a 3 or 4 year player. I know you never know with these days of transfer portal and all that, but you're getting a 3 to 4 year player that is going to be a very good college point guard. And watched him twice and said to myself, Arizona's offering him, and they did. I mean, it was a done deal. And he's going to get a lot of offers. UCLA offered him. Anyone that was in attendance and watched him probably wants to offer him. Some schools probably won't because they're not going to land him. But he was clearly one of the, you know, top five guys I saw at the tournament. Again, UCLA offered, Arizona offered. He's going to get more. Arizona's actually been on him for quite a while. They recruited him throughout all last season. So even though they're just offering now, this isn't a new recruitment at all. He already has a relationship with Arizona, with Tommy Lloyd, with Jack Murphy. So this is a very real recruitment that Arizona is getting into. The second point guard is Zoom Diallo, completely different than DJ Thomas. And Zoom is 6'4", a legitimate 6'4". Maybe doesn't play with the same intensity as DJ does. Not a bad thing. He's not like lackadaisical. It's just different kind of styles of play. Zoom probably has a better jump shot right now. Very smooth. And the thing that was impressive about Zoom was he really likes to defend. He likes to really get into the opposing point guard. And, you know, smart guy, leader, defensive player, long, athletic, you know, bigger. So the thing that's unique about him, and Arizona offered 2 point guards. And as we know, Arizona usually picks like one player to recruit in the class. And the goal is to land both point guards. Now there's two things with that. Number one, they could absolutely play together. Because of Zoom's size at 6'4", you could play him off the ball a little bit, where it's the type of deal where the first guy that gets the ball is the one that brings it up. You could easily do that. It's similar to, heck, what Arizona's probably going to do this season with Kirk Creasa and Courtney Ramey. It's a similar situation. The second thing is, you know, they'll have Kylan Boswell on the roster. He's got nothing to worry about. But the reality of recruiting is it's going to be really hard to land both point guards. It just is, because you know other schools will be using it against Arizona. So the goal is to land at least one of them. Arizona is probably in a good spot to do that. You know, they're actually one of the both the guys' earlier offers. Zoom Diallo is going to get a bunch of offers. He got, you know, I think three or four offers at the time of recording this. He's going to get three or four every day this week, probably. You know, those are might be the two best point guards in the West in 2024, and two of the best point guards in the country. So Arizona is going to recruit them both. I think it'll be in there for both guys until the end, to be honest with you. I don't see why not. Zoom said he wants to play at the highest level. DJ has been recruited by Arizona for a while now. His dad went to UNLV, but I think his recruitment will get bigger than UNLV. But those are the two guys that you know, I don't, unless they go national with 2024, those are the clear targets at point guard moving forward for that class for Arizona.
Zoom is a great name.
It is. And
I don't know if there's a better name for a basketball player.
It's a nickname. Believe it or not, my guy Bruce Pasco asked if it was a nickname. It is a nickname. I don't remember the whole story, to be honest with you, but I'm calling him Zoom anyway.
Perfect.
And what's great is Arizona Zoomed with Zoom to offer Zoom.
Wow.
Thank you.
Are you proud of yourself for that?
They did. They offered them by Zoom. They offered Zoom by Zoom.
All right. How very apropos. Anyway, next question. Cody Williams also received an offer. What can you tell us about his game and recruitment?
Shelby's laughing at me because I read out the questions and it said Cody Williams received an offer.
And I still read it right.
Remarkable. You're so talented. So, as you guys know, Michael Luke, he lies a lot, but...
Michael.
Last year, I saw Cody Williams at this event, and people were saying Arizona should offer and other schools should offer, and I didn't think they should. I didn't think he was good enough at the time. Watched him with Gilbert Perry a couple times throughout the year, and he wasn't good enough at the time as well. Cody Williams, you know, in the last few weeks has really grown as a player. He played very well in EYBL, and he played pretty well this past weekend. He is a polarizing player. I know the two, Travis Branham and Eric Bossy with 24/7, love them, right? Talked to another guy that, you know, I'm not going to mention him by name, probably doesn't want me to, but doesn't like him at all. Just, you know, he's almost like, when you watch him, you're still kind of watching, like, it feels like you're watching a baby. Like, when you, like a guy that's grown up and learning how good he is. And I like Cody Williams, but I understand the questions. And like when I sat there with Michael, I told him, I go, look, I would offer Cody Williams. But the people that wouldn't offer him, here's what they see. And so if you wouldn't offer him, it's because he's not an alpha. And when I explained it to like another, you know, 24/7 guy, the answer was that's just not his game. But like there were a couple moments where, and throughout the high school player, like he's clearly one, if not the best player in the state of Arizona. And sometimes you want him to say, you know what? I'm the best player in the state of Arizona. Let me show you why and dominate a game. And he hasn't really done that. He didn't really do that this past weekend. There was one sequence where the other team that they're playing started going on a run and he rattled off a few, you know, consecutive points and was like, good, now let's keep that going. But he's got such a unique and versatile skill set for a guy his size that, you know, in-state kid, really good family, it makes sense for Arizona to offer him. I don't think you're offering him based on the player he is today. Like, I don't think he's going to come in as a freshman and be dominant. And the thing is, I think his brother, Jalen, also adds to that, is that Jalen wasn't recruited out of high school, wound up at Santa Clara, and now he's a top 20 draft pick. And I think when you look at Cody, even though they're different type of players, you don't want to say to yourself, man, I don't want what happened to his brother to happen to us, right? Like, I don't want to not offer this kid, and then in 3-4 years, we're talking about him being an NBA lottery pick. And so I think that's also adding to the appeal of Williams. UCLA and Arizona offered him. I get the offer, but again, it's more of a thing where you're going to see it pay off his second and third year of college. He's got to get stronger. He has a nice jump shot. The thing that impresses me the most is probably his ball handling and his passing. It's definitely advanced for a guy his age and his size. So the offer makes sense to me, but you know, whether or not he has a successful college career will depend on a few things. Again, though, if I'm Arizona, I'm offering him, you know, you got to think that, again, I've said this a million times, I'll say it again because people still ask me on the board. If Arizona offers a kid, it believes it can land him. So I'm of the impression that Arizona believes, obviously, that it can land him. UCLA offered. He's going to get more offers, but another kid that I expect Arizona to be in there and recruit and have a good chance of landing.
Well, the potential for development for him, too, is pretty impressive. So I'm excited to see if he does, because let's see what player he becomes. All right. Are there any other players at the event that you could see Arizona offering?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of younger players at these tournaments. I didn't get a chance to watch Elijah Williams, who's Monty Williams' kid. Just didn't get around to it. Tried to watch him in the first game. He didn't play for whatever reason. 2026. Cameron Holmes, I watched him against Carter Bryant, who I should actually talk about in a minute. But watched him versus Carter Bryant. He played really well. 2026, you know, he actually went back again. So he's, you know, he's a true freshman now. Still young enough to be a freshman, but he's a guy I could see Arizona offering. The 2025 Riverside Poly guard, Braden Burries, had a really, really good first night. I believe an Arizona coach was in attendance. I think Jack Murphy was. He scored like 20, 25 points and was really, really good. You don't offer a kid like that yet, necessarily. I don't think Arizona's going to offer him as a 2025 prospect because, as we know, there's, you know, Arizona just doesn't rush into things. But he's a guy that I think will wind up being good enough. The only concern with him is that he's already big for a freshman. He's like 6'4", and he's pretty filled out physically. So you wonder what direction that's going to go in and how much he's going to grow. But in terms of performance in front of the Arizona coaches, you know, that's a guy that performed well enough. And, you know, even though he has an offer, I figured I didn't write the question down, but, you know, Carter Bryant was the only younger guy in attendance with an offer before the last 48 hours. And he's a guy the Arizona coaches watched and I really like. 6'7", very fluid, needs to get stronger, needs to get a little bit more of that alpha dog mentality. But he's a guy where you could tell why Arizona made the decision to offer him. And the word coming out of the event was indeed that that Arizona's doing rather well with him.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together, we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.
Awesome. All right. Well, what about players the coaching staff watched and chose not to offer that you're surprised or intrigued about?
So, you know, there's always a bunch of guys where you're going into the event and, like, on the first day, you look and you're like, okay, you know, these are the guys I got to watch. And by the second day, you're not really watching them. And the thing is, Arizona actually moves pretty quickly with deciding whether or not it's going to offer a guy. So, like, kind of going down the line, for instance, Corona Centennial, power forward, Devin Williams. Arizona watched him a few times. I watched him. And what you got to go and think with a guy like this is, it's not necessarily, is he good enough? It's, is he good enough to play at Arizona? So, for instance, if you're looking at a 2023 big man, you're looking at your front court of Arizona. Well, you still have Umar Bala, probably. You still have Henry Vasark, probably. You still have Dylan Anderson. You know, maybe you get another European out there. Hint, hint, you know. So is a guy like Devin Williams going to be able to come in and play in the first 2 years? And if he's not, why are you getting him? You might as well just wait until 2024, you know, 25. And so while Devin Williams, you know, I watched him one game and he wasn't good at all. He was playing like a three-man. He's not a three-man. Couldn't hit a shot. Just, it was kind of whatever. I saw him one game and he played much better. Was a rebounder, solid defender. His frame is weird. It doesn't probably allow him to get that much bigger. So you're talking he's going to be 6'10", 220 in college. So you worry about him getting strong enough. I don't see him getting an Arizona offer. Great kid, great family. I know UCLA offered, but you're kind of looking at him and saying, you know what? Maybe it's, you know, is he going to be able to play at the next level with Arizona with their front court? And the answer is probably not. Liam Campbell, another guy from Idaho. He played really well, but it's another thing, like, he's a wing. So is he playing over Arizona's wings in the 2024 class? Probably not, right? And he's a guy where I expect him to get more offers. I know Oregon is looking at him hard. UCLA is looking at him hard, you know. But if he's not a great athlete, tough, fundamental kid. But again, you look at him and you say, okay, you know, who's he playing over type of deal? You know, there's some other guys I think down the road can maybe get an offer. Elzy Harrington and Cade Bonham are good for St. John's Bosco, but they're 2025. So it's like, you know, they're not going to get an offer now anyway. And so there's some younger guys that you kind of watch. But, you know, in terms of the 2024, and even those guys aren't like, you know, out of the, like a guy like Junie Mobley, let's talk about him from Bishop Gorman. He's a 2024 point guard. I like him a lot. The problem that he has is that Zoom Diallo and DJ Thomas happen to be on the West Coast also, and they're better than him. But he is a pure shooter. He might be, he's one of the best shooters in the class. He's not really a what you would think of a typical point guard. And because of that, you know, you kind of look at him and go, all right, he's too small to play shooting guard. He's not necessarily that strong, but man, he can shoot. And so he's going to wind up in like the Pac-12 or wind up at a really a solid school and probably have a nice career. But when you're Arizona, he may not necessarily be the best fit. But he's a guy where I think Arizona actually probably watches a little bit more down the road and see how he develops, because I like him. He's a pretty solid player.
Hasn't our fan base been clamoring for a pure shooter for a while?
Yeah, but the problem is, like, he's a pure shooting point guard. He's not really a passing type of guy.
Uh-huh.
And so he's a different type of player. I'm not comparing him to Steph Curry.
He just might not be the best fit
right.
with Arizona right now.
Like, ASU offered, that's a great offer for ASU. Like, ASU should be ecstatic.
It's got to be a win-win.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. And like, you take a look at his offer list, like, it's solid. Like, he's not a bad player at all. I think I'm Googling now. Like, we have him listed as a point guard, which he is, but he's 6'150", right? So he's got a – and he doesn't look like the type of guy that's growing. But we have him as the 48th best player in the nation. He has offers from ASU, UNLV, Creighton. He's a solid player. I like him. I just don't know – if he's necessarily like a fit for what Arizona needs. And he's not better than DJ Thomas or Zoom Diallo, and he can't play the two because he's too small.
All right, well, that's fair. Yeah. We'll see what happens. All right, what type of presence did Arizona have at the event? You've been to a lot of these events over the years, and there are different strategies on how to handle prospects.
Right, so there's two ways that coaching staffs go about this. The first way is you have your select few players, and those are the guys that you're watching. The other way is we are going to watch as many players as we can and then figure out the rest from there. Arizona went with the more narrow approach of these are the guys we want. We know we want DJ Thomas. We know we're probably going to offer him. We're going to every single one of his games, and they did, right? Devin Williams, we know we might offer him. Let's go to a couple of his games, maybe make a decision. If not, we'll go to all his games. Junie Mobley and then Bishop Gorman has a few other young players. We're going to go to his games. Right, Carter Bryant, we offered him already every single one of his games. Tommy Lloyd. All right, the funny thing was, Zoom Diallo and Carter Bryant pretty much played at the same time every game. And so Tommy Lloyd would either stand in between courts or watch one for a half and then go over to the other. But it wasn't this type of deal where, oh, I heard there's this 2025 guy that's good, let me go check him out. They didn't really do that. That's not really their strategy. The only time they did that was with a player named Blake Buchanan, who's a big man from Idaho. I believe he is 2023. Lake City, you know, yeah, it's 2023. He's literally like 20 minutes from Gonzaga. Virginia leads for him. They did check him out. I believe Tommy watched him. I think Arizona kind of watched him twice to see how good he was. They're not going to move on him because of what I said before. You look at your big men, you look at if you can get involved in the recruitment and all that. What is it going to turn out, you know, into? But Arizona has a select few guys that they make sure they're at every game. And that's their strategy. The strategy isn't like, oh, we heard there's a really good 2026 guy. Let's send an assistant there. And so by the end of the event, it was like Arizona was going to offer DJ Thomas. Four coaches watching DJ Thomas. Four coaches watching Carter Bryant. Four coaches watching Zoom Diallo. That's how it turned out. And if Zoom Diallo was playing and a 2025 guy that was young that might be good was playing, didn't matter. We're going to Zoom Diallo because we know we're offering him. And Arizona was front and center court for each of their priorities. I mean, UCLA had a couple guys. USC was super weird. Andy Enfield wasn't at the event. Mark Few wasn't at the event, which was super weird. Enfield not being at the event was strange. But, you know, there were coaches that weren't at the event that probably should have been. It was kind of weird. But, you know, Tommy Lloyd was clearly there. I think the only time he wasn't there was, like, he was late the first day, and he came 20 minutes late because he was working out the guys, which is a heck of a reason to be late. I'm working out my current, you know, team that was a one seed last year.
I'm being a coach right now.
Right, so it was kind of like whatever. But they have a unique presence. Like, you know, I've been a part of Arizona teams where it's like, we're going to see 100 guys today, and then we're going to narrow it down tomorrow. And Arizona didn't do that. They said, we're recruiting these select few guys, and we're going to let them know that we want them.
I like the very laser-focused approach to that. It also makes your life easier because you're not running around like crazy.
It was really funny. Mike Luke pointed this out, and we actually joked around with Tommy about this, that Tommy, it appears that he's always on his phone, right? And this happens with most coaches. But you could be, like, talking to him about a game, and he'll tell you everything that just happened. It's like, how do you know that? You were just on your phone. Like, he's watching every single play. And, like, there's coaches that are watching every single play. Smaller colleges, like, we saw an assistant taking notes. And they got other coaches that couldn't tell you who the hell they were watching. They were just there because other teams were. And what's funny is about this event so far is there's a bunch of schools that have offered guys. They weren't even at Section 7. Like, there's no way. Like, they didn't see the kid play. They're offering him because other schools are offering him. And they have, like, no chance of getting him. It's kind of funny.
Oh, all right. Well, finally, last question, just kind of a similar vein to what you were just saying. What are some of the rumors coming out of the event?
I always like to, one of the cool things about this event is you talk to other coaches, you talk to analysts, you talk to, you know, food vendors. You see what's
very important.
Yeah. $5 hot dogs at the event. Thoughts? Yeah. Exactly. So anyway,
I was like, what?
Yeah, it was $5 hot dogs at the event. Cardinals hot dogs,
they're
baby.
They're going to be the best hot dogs on earth.
No, $5 is cheap for a sporting event show. So there are a couple things. Number one, the general consensus, and it's why I put in a crystal ball, Shelby.
I know you did.
For KJ Evans is that it would be a surprise if it's not Arizona. Oregon is probably running second, and I don't think there is a third. I think it's Arizona and Oregon. I don't think he's going to drag out the decision. I think he's going to have it by the end of the summer. And I'm saying right now, I would be surprised, and barring something dramatic, if it's not Arizona. And keep in mind, remember what I said earlier, like, you got to think, is KJ Evans better than these other power forward that I'm recruiting? And if the answer is no, why would you offer a new power forward if you're Arizona? See what I'm getting at here? So I think Arizona feels that they're also in a pretty good spot for KJ Evans. The other one was Andres Stojakovic.
Great name.
To UCLA. I think that's pretty close to being done. Mick Cronin hired one of Paige's friends as an assistant coach. Good. I mean, still a legit coach, but, you know, that general consensus there was that eventually it'll lead to Stojakovic to UCLA. Caleb Foster moving back on the West Coast to go to Sherman Oaks, Notre Dame means that there's going to be some pressure, you know, going all across the country to Duke. Maybe that's something that, you know, comes up. But I think for Arizona fans, what they care about is probably KJ Evans to Arizona. Seems like it is a likely scenario, barring something dramatic right now. But, you know, there's always kind of rumors and people talking and this and that. And this time of year, now you'll see a bunch of guys change AU teams. And it's always fun to see. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much nothing crazy. And those are kind of the two notes of the Pac-12.
Interesting. Not juicy gossip here. It's just like simmering rumors.
Look,
about other
anytime
teams
I put
that
in
are sworn enemies.
Anytime I put in a crystal ball, the girls go crazy.
The girls, i.e. the boards?
Girls go crazy for my ball, Shelby. I'll tell you right now. Crystal balls.
I'm sorry. They better not be.
Well, yeah, crystal.
Anyway. I hope you have enjoyed our post-Section 7 podcast. Thank you for representing Wildcat Authority, honey, and going up there this weekend. I know that it was a harrowing experience.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout-out. Shelby didn't know if I was going to say this. I want to give a shout-out to the Comfort Inn and Suites.
Oh, let's hear it. Why are you giving a shout-out, babe?
Your boy got bed bugs.
Okay.
I got...
to clarify, before we go any further, there were bed bugs in his room, and he did get bit up, but basically all the things that he had in Phoenix have been destroyed. So
Shelby said, what are you going to do about it? And I said, I'm currently drowning myself in gasoline, and I'm going to set myself on fire.
But long story short, the management 3 days, are jerks. There.
3 days later, they will not issue me a refund. They have to bring in the Ecolab just in case, quote, you are lying or faked the video or put them there.
Right. Their manager, Julia, if anybody wants to start calling the Comfort Inn in Glendale.
No, don't do that.
The manager, Julia,
is
a very unkind person. And, you know, we're just not representatives.
Don't call.
Of
we just wanted
anymore.
A shout her, we just wanted to shout her out. Don't be mean to her. But they're supposed to call me back with their test results tomorrow, even though my legs test results are pretty clear.
Yeah, he was pretty bit up on his lower back.
But I bet you didn't know, though, they moved me to the presidential suite. I bet you didn't know that Comfort Inn has a presidential suite. It's well, I don't know.
It was really classy until he had to go talk to management and ask for a refund.
It's hard to sleep in the same hotel.
And they basically kicked him out. So,
shout out to the kid on Bishop Gorman that was like, are we being too loud? And I was like, no, I had bed bugs. And I just walked away. I think I horrified him. But anyway.
But Jason doesn't have permanent bed bugs. He's fine. They're not in our home because
everything
he's ever had has been eradicated, basically.
I set it on fire.
And we're good. So it was an all-around great weekend for Jason.
Yeah, really good stuff.
And a really super quiet weekend for me.
Yep. Yeah.
So it was a win-win, really.
Win-win. So there you go.
Bear down.
Appreciate you all for joining us. By the way, Shelby, when you stay in a hotel room with Michael Luke, you eat like a king.
Really?
Yeah. Taco Bell one night, Del Taco the next night.
Holy cow. What a palate.
Amazing. Remarkable. 5 stars.
Michael Luke.
Shout out to the Comfort Suite bathrooms.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.